Isaiah chapter 58. Cry out aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression, and show the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my ways, like a nation that did righteousness, and a nation that did not forsake the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask me about the ordinances of justice, and they take delight in approaching to their Elohim. For what reason have we fasted, do they say, and you do not see? For what reason have we afflicted our soul, and you have taken no knowledge? Look, in the day of your fast you find pleasure, and you exact all of your labors. Look, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You'll not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loosen the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal out your bread and measure it out to the hungry and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you do not hide yourself from your own flesh, then will your light break forth as the morning, and your health will spring forth speedily, and your righteousness will go before you, and the honor of Yahweh will be your rear guard. Then will you call, and Yahweh will answer, and you will cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, and the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking of vanity, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then will your light rise in obscurity, and your darkness be as the noonday. And Yahweh will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and make fat your bones, and you'll be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that will be a part of you will build up the old waste places, and you'll rise up the foundations of many generations, and you'll be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my day, my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, and not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then will you delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. End of chapter.